This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? I'm loving you so, 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 so.
Be a good girl. Advice from your Uncle Dougie on the DJV experience. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, with two N's. She's at the controls in our studio in Washington. So the Dakota Access Pipeline is done, well, at least for now. They'll finish it. But the folks at Standing Rock in North Dakota have to consider this, even though it was a very difficult 4 months, they have to consider this a win. The supporters have been up there protesting the pipeline and what it would do if there was a problem with the oil pipeline underneath their water supply. I think that with the all the heated upset, that was this is a good way to figure it out. They have alternative routes, and that's what they're looking at now. So I think that's kind of the end. I hope that's the end of the story for now. Don't we think that's the end of the story?
At least I hope it is.
Yeah, I hope anyway, so. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, especially with the weather, that's the thing.
Weather. It's just speaking of weather, I had a dusting of snow here outside. Nice. As I look at the driveway going in and out of the farm and over on the pastures and stuff, it's I think it's an inch, but there's snow coming down. That's not unusual here. However, if you are a Hawaiian, you are probably not used to seeing snow, but there was a lot of snow on the Big Island overnight. 6 inches of snow at the top of, what's the, Mauna Loa? Is that the... That's the big Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa, the two big mountains there, right? Don't see snow there. You know, it freaked me out, Jennifer. First time I was in 1993, the winter of 1993 was the first winter I spent in Los Angeles. And I remember seeing the mountains covered with snow. And I didn't realize that those mountains, and they're only, what, 45, 50 miles from Los Angeles? Mm-hmm. You get to the top of Big Bear and some of those other places.
That's right.
They have a lot of skiing.
That's why people love living in Southern California, because in a few minutes you can be at the beach, and in, you know, another few minutes you can be in the mountains. I mean, and get snow. That's one of the benefits of living here. I'm looking at these pictures of Hawaii.
Apparently, you
though.
Can do the same thing in Hawaii.
Yeah, looking at this. I mean, it's just so weird. A winter storm warning in place for the Big Island Summit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It just tells you how high those mountains are.
13,000 feet. But is this whole business about global warming. And once again, the question is asked, is this happening and will it change dramatically our weather? Here in our country and all around the world, are things going to be different? Do we just have to get used to a different weather pattern?
I'm looking at CNN right now, and the meteorologist for them is Michael. I know is Michael Guy, and he said it isn't unusual for the Big Island summits to experience snowfall in the winter months. He said it can usually snow at elevations above 9,000 feet, and some of the summits reach above 13, as you just said, Dougie. Mm-hmm. And there've been blizzard warnings for those areas to get snow before, so it's not uncommon. I mean, that's a high summit. But it's beautiful.
I think this one's different in the sense that it dropped below 7,000 feet is where the snow is on this one. So it's the 9,000 and above is normal, but now we're below 7,000 feet. So, and I think just the cold weather and everything is a little unusual for them.
All right. Speaking of normal, I have some people in the news. Something that I didn't really talk about this last week, and somebody took a shot at me. Earlier this morning, I read a letter from someone that was just awful, and upon consideration, I'm not going to read it again. Kara, do you think that's a wise decision? You heard me read it earlier. I mean, I'll read it if it'll have, it certainly would have some dramatic impact on what we're discussing. But I think all of us at this point have seen some of these letters posted online from some of the people that claim to be supporters of Donald Trump, and they are writing horrible, hate-filled, just cretinous
I think
letters.
We know it's out there, and as long as we're all willing to acknowledge and fight against it, then I don't think that we should give it more airtime, because opinions like that should not...
I don't like putting energy into anything like that. Yeah.
All right. So then this information that I'm passing along now was something that was floating around last week about this lady, the young, this is actually, she was 19, Halima Arden, I think is her name. She was competing for Miss Minnesota. She was the first contestant to wear a burqa or burkini.
Right. The burkini.
So what did you think she looked like? Did you think she was a Kenyan? She moved to, you know, it's one of these many Somalians that have moved here. Apparently, she's legal, family's legal, all that stuff. But it raised eyebrows because of her attire. Is this the new world order, and should we be accepting of these things? The answer is certainly probably yes with most people. But it just seems, no matter what, it seems strange to see her wearing this, especially through most of the pageant, what we see people on the streets wearing this. I was in Toys R Us. And no matter what, even though these people have become part of our country, it still is, I guess, off-putting to some. I don't say it's bad. It just is different. And so we have a hard time with the differences. We have celebrated always... Yeah, it's more the way it looks, I guess, more than anything else.
Yeah, and so often people don't actually know what these things mean. I mean, what gets me so crazy, especially for men, I mean, women, it's a little different. But when men are wearing, and I don't know the name of it, but when they're wearing that traditional head garb, I'm forgetting it because I've
got a towel.
It's early. No! Come on. But when they're wearing that, most of the time people are like, oh, those are the Muslims. Those are usually not the people
that
you
want.
No, those
are Sikhs.
Exactly, they're
not Muslims at all. They're
but
Sikhs.
It's just so weird how people have this stereotype in their mind that, you know, these certain things. I mean, for me, burqas are disturbing because I am a Westerner through and through, and it disturbs me that that a culture or religion would want to cover up the beauty of a woman, and that, you know, downplays the importance of women.
Okay, thank you. Hold it right there for a second.
For me, that's why I have a problem with it.
Okay.
But,
so let's hold on to that for a sec. I'm not claiming to be in their mind, but what you've just said has entered the minds of lots of very intelligent people, especially those who are supportive of having these folks come and contribute. If they're here legally, going to school, getting jobs, moving their families, all of those things. So women are pretty universally mistreated, and they are forced to cover up in modesty in these areas. So wouldn't you think they would want to not have that garb as part of their move to America? I offer that as an idea, suggestion.
So this is to play devil's advocate a little bit, I guess. So what's the difference? Why do nuns cover their head up? What's the difference? And, I mean, do we qualify that as more...
innocence and purity.
But that's exactly what it is for Islam.
Yeah,
that's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
But
and women
nuns
who are
actually
Orthodox
do that anymore. I mean, that's the thing, is that most nuns, I mean, I only have seen nuns, and I went to Catholic school all 12 years, wearing that. It may be on, actually, maybe never. I mean, seriously, maybe some of the old school nuns might have done it, but anybody that taught me was always in regular clothes.
Oh, I grew up next to a Catholic church, and the nuns lived next door to us, and they were all in.
That was really a habit.
It's a habit.
Yeah.
Sister Act 2, back in the habit. That's literally how I just remember that.
The idea that there's a choice there is a little different.
But
I think that's the thing for most modern
Muslim women most of them are choosing to wear it.
A burkini is modern for them.
Yeah, and so I think that there are plenty of Muslim women who don't wear it, and a lot of the Muslim women, so that's their choice, but a lot of Muslim women who wear it are choosing, especially in Western, especially who live here. I don't know about in countries where it's specifically maybe imposed on them, but here I think a lot of people are
choosing. I just know when I travel, if I travel to someplace in the Middle East, I'm going to be required to put that on me. Otherwise, I would be...
That's true, and that's a different country, but I kind of mean here, so we're talking about in Western countries.
Maybe not.
In Western countries, I don't think they're being forced to wear it. And that's where we're talking about seeing it here and in pageants and stuff like that. And if it's becoming the new norm, I think that they're choosing to do it.
New normal.
Yeah.
All right. In a moment, Matteo Renzi is in the focus. Matteo Renzi. Why do we want to talk about him? Well, you may not want to talk about him, but interesting story around Matteo Renzi. Up next here, 16 past the hour with DJV.
Dear Ulta Beauty, we've been extra good this year and looking so good while doing it.
So this holiday, we'll take pretty new eyeshadow palettes to make our eyes sparkle. And fantastic new fragrances that smell oh so sweet.
Don't forget lovely new lipsticks. We'll take velvet and shine. And please fill our stockings with serums and balms and hair tools galore.
Every girl has a list. And this holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Lovely lipsticks, fantastic fragrances, and pretty palettes await. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How did you sleep last night? Did you have a restless mind, toss and turn, and wake up tired? I'm Sasha Stevens, renowned author and sleep therapist, and I'm here to tell you that deep, restful sleep is possible again. My own personal battle with insomnia led me to find the solution, and I've changed the lives of thousands with my revolutionary program, Sleep for Life. Sleep for Life is a powerful, effective way to transform the way you sleep safely and naturally without risky medication. It can alleviate tossing and turning, and even chronic insomnia. I will help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer every single night. Go to sleepforlife.com now to start my audio program, risk-free for a full 30 days. I personally guarantee you'll experience better sleep after 30 days or it's free. Let me prove it to you. Go to sleepforlife.com for your risk-free trial. That's sleep, F-O-R-life.com, sleepforlife.com.
Welcome to Staples and happy holidays.
More like panicky holidays, Staples guy. I've got a ton of holiday packages to ship.
Well, Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week.
7 days?
And right now you can get 10% off UPS shipping services.
10% off? Staples guy, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
You shouldn't have.
And yet I did.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Ship 7 days a week with 10% off UPS shipping services at Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 12/24/16. See Staples associate for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, Matteo Renzi was the Italian prime minister. The effective word there is was. I know you find it hard to believe because it's been a full year since this guy took over in Italy, and it's like if they last more than 9 or 10 months over there. You think, how many Italians do you know? Are now they the Italians that live in America as crazy as the Italians in a way, in a loving way, kind of a sweet way. They're just kind of all over the place, right? The Italians are lucky to have a government that lasts for a year. You know that. And this guy was trying to make government operations more efficient, and so they threw him out because they don't want the government to be more efficient, apparently.
Like yesterday's pasta, primavera.
Yep, yeah, exactly. I actually had some yesterday's pasta yesterday morning for breakfast. It was really good. It didn't taste too good the first time I ate it, but the second time, it's like pizza. It gets
better.
Warmed up. Yeah, mm-hmm. Actually. All right, so anyway, I don't know. The Italians are always in limbo one way or another. It's just another example of what I think that the whole European Union is going to be very, a very interesting place with the Brexit. But there are a lot of things fissioning in Europe.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This hour, starting with the number 45 song on the list of the top 50 of all time, and this is Darlene Love. I tell this story frequently whenever this wall of sound comes up. She could have been the lead singer in the Ronettes, but she wouldn't do the horizontal mumbo with Phil Spector, so that honor fell to Ronnie. And so, yeah, Darlene was on her own. She did okay for herself. She's a very pleasant, sweet lady from any number of things. I gleaned that from her. She's got it, though. Listen to this voice. She's got it. Down to sing a little wall of sound stuff.
Blast it!
He will slide out. That is Jennifer being disrespectful.
Wait till
I tell your father. I'm telling your father. All right, crank it up, Karen! I can even hear my overmodulation myself there. Baby, please come home. Number 45 on the Billboard list of the hot hits for holiday airplay. Also musically in the news today, Earth, Wind and Fire, and Nile Rodgers, who I like a lot. Earth, Wind and Fire. These two among the special honorees saluted at the Ebony Power 100 Gala at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. Is there a weekend that goes by there isn't some big award show for something?
Nope.
I don't know when we're going to have the Big Toe Award.
Oh, I won that.
Did you?
Yeah. You should come over and see it. It's amazing.
Thank you. Let's see. Who else was involved in this? Nile Rodgers, Beyonce, John Legend, The Weeknd, Chance the Rapper. I don't know Chance the Rapper. What's his story? He's a rapper.
He's a rapper.
Yeah, okay.
Name Chance.
Yep, that's it. So what did Nile Rodgers have to do with all? He got one of the one of the, they call them statues, what do they give them?
What's I think you got a lifetime award, right? A lifetime achievement award?
Yeah, but what do they carry away from?
I don't know what Ebony gives. I don't know.
Some sort of
a statue.
If those of you don't know who Nile Rodgers is, remember the band Chic? And they apparently, do we have a copy of this? We probably don't. A big version of We Are Family that he sang at the award dinner. That sounds
like
cool.
That's like one of his big hits, too, I think, right?
We Are Family? No, that's Sly and the Stone. That's Sly and the Family Stone.
Sister Sledge, actually.
Sister Sledge, too.
Sledge, right.
Right. She's related to Sly. It's Sly and Sledge, for those of us who know him well. All right. There's nothing worse than being corrected, especially when I was so sure about being right.
Yeah, next. You would never do that to anybody.
No. I would never do that. I don't want to embarrass anybody. Okay. Next up.
Oh, Luke performed with Sister Sledge.
Yeah.
That's the connection there. That's why.
Luke Bryan issued a statement after he hit a disruptive heckler during a performance at the Charlie Daniels All-Star Volunteer Jam Concert in Nashville over the weekend. A man in the front row was making crude hand gestures toward him. It was insulting not only to him, but more importantly to the men, women, and families sitting around him who were there to support and celebrate Charlie Daniels and the efforts of raising money for the military. The concert security personnel saw the man's disruptive actions. If you look at some of the footage of the incident, which has been online, shows Luke Bryan performing Move, and the man in the front row is sitting there flipping him off. And then he engaged with the audience member before stepping down and smashing him in the face.
And then he's not allowed to sing.
He did.
Yeah.
I'll mess with Luke, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Oh no, Fido and Fluffy have fleas and now the whole family is scratching. If this scenario sounds all too familiar, take heart. There are things you can do to keep your household flea free. Prevention is the most important thing. I have found that fleas are much more likely to attack a pet who is not in good health, has dry skin. Fleas are attracted to pets with dry skin because it's easier to burrow and get the blood that they live on. Brush your pet on a regular basis may also be helpful, particularly if your pet spends time outdoors. Brushing helps remove fleas and flea eggs. And check your pet regularly, what I call Warren's white towel test. Roll your pet around in a white towel. You'll see flecks on the towel. That's a good indication that you have fleas. And if you opt to treat the pet yourself, make sure you read those labels carefully and never mix products. And make sure you treat the environment. Here's a little secret. I don't recommend flea collars for your pets, but take a flea collar, cut it up, put it in the vacuum cleaner bag. This way, when you vacuum the house and you vacuum those fleas and the flea eggs, the fleas won't reinfest the area once again. Oh, Warren Eckstein.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Half hour of the DJV experience, conversation with Thomas Hayden Church, the actor, television report, and people in the news. So Bradley Cooper apparently is going to be a father. Surprise, surprise, this model whose name is Irina Shayk, is that how you pronounce her name? Pregnant?
I'm
not sure how you say it.
Irina Shayk.
That was rather dismissive.
I just think it's kind of amusing because Bradley Cooper has worked so hard at trying to be, say, a bachelor. He's sort of like the George Clooney, except a few decades younger.
Really?
And And this is, I'm wondering how planned this was. I'm guessing not at all.
Right. Really? She locked it down. That's basically what happened.
So she wanted to hook them in, so no birth control and guys.
Do you remember that movie? What was it? Was it Parenthood, where the woman wanted to get pregnant and the guy didn't, so she was poking holes in their prolapse?
I'm
guessing that's what is probably happening.
Tiger Woods made a very big impression over the weekend on the PGA Tour. Ricky Fowler walked onto the range Sunday at the Albany Golf Club in Nassau. Spoke for a majority of golf fans. Nice to see the red shirt on Sunday again. So that's his Sunday wardrobe, I guess, right?
Well, it's back. Yes, it's his everyday wardrobe with the red shirt.
Is that?
Yeah.
So how well did he do? I'm not much of a golf fan.
I think he didn't do great for Tiger Woods standards, but I think he did okay for having two pretty intense back surgeries. Mm-hmm. So I think 15 out of 17 is where he placed.
Okay. So, that's
but
good.
That Matsumaya, whatever the guy's name is, he's tough to beat.
Wait a minute, that's my line. You're supposed to know how to pronounce this guy's name. Hideki Matsumaya.
Oh my, I wasn't far off then, actually.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, he's really tough to beat.
Really? Really tough
according to what my dad says. Because I don't follow golf, but my dad says all this.
Thank you, Dad.
Thanks,
in a moment. We're going to be, how many people know who Thomas Hayden Church is? Raise your hands, please.
Me,
definitely.
Me.
Yep. He's now in this show, Divorce, on HBO with Sarah Jessica Parker. So we're going to find out about that and other things that are going on. You can check him out on IDMBQHKY listen to our conversation just a moment here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Thomas Hayden Church. I feel like I bow either to the east or the west when I say it. I'm not sure which you prefer. Shall I bow to the east or the west?
No. Bowing, not necessary. Just a firm handshake and a pat on the shoulder.
For those of you who maybe think, wait a minute, why do I know that name? Thomas Hayden Church. How many of you are fans of television? We'll start there. Very basic television. So do people call you Thomas or Tom? What do they call you for fun?
You know, on any given day, my voicemail, it's Thomas, Tom, Tommy. A lot of my family and people that have been in my life a long time call me Tommy from back, you know, my teenage and my 20s. Mm-hmm. But I would say that largely people refer to me as Thomas because of my on-screen credits. And I'm comfortable with all of them.
All right. So the reason that you're here, at least at this juncture, is because you and Sarah Jessica Parker are playing husband and wife in this series Divorce. And it's described by some of the trades as a comedy series. How can you find something comical, or how did the writers find something comical in something?
I wouldn't call it that. I don't refer to the show as a comedy. I think it's a drama with it has organic humor, and that humor comes out of the ridiculousness that goes on when these people, this family, is going through the upheaval that they are. I think a lot of the comedy or humor comes out of fairly painful and or awkward and or disturbing situations.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't consider the show to be a comedy. I mean, to me, it's a 5-hour movie. And I think by the end of that movie, I don't think somebody would say, oh, wow, you know, that was a really funny comedy. I don't think anybody would assess it as such. I think that we go for a very practical examination of an upheaval of a family and a marriage that's being torn apart in a very unsympathetic way.
Mm-hmm. Sarah Jessica Parker plays the wife, Thomas Hayden Church, who's really been quite prolific. Sideways, you were Sandman and Spider-Man. You were opposite Deborah Messing, who is one of my faves. Of all of the things that you've done, is it a fair question to ask you, other than the current thing, because people always say, yeah, I like what I'm doing now best. Which of these opportunities that you've had, you had a lot of them, have you found most productive in your career?
I would say hands down Sideways, but everything sort of lays up to, you know, one thing, whether it's embraced, Divorce largely comes from a movie that I did called Smart People that I starred in with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great time working and promoting that movie. But I would have never gotten Smart. Smart People was produced by a man named Michael London, who produced Sideways. So some of the most important items, I would say, or choices on my resume, they're connected in some way. I got Sideways because I had met with Alexander for about Schmidt, and narrowly it was between Dermot Mulroney and I for that role. But I only got the meeting with him for Schmidt because I had met with him and talked. We just talked about election, and that came. The reason that he wanted to meet me on election is because he loved Ned and Stacy with the aforementioned Deborah Messing.
Yeah.
So, in a weird kismet way, they're all connected, but there's no question Sideways is the prize winner, because since Sideways, I've never auditioned again. I get offers. I mean, right now I have, you know, two movie offers that start in January that I'm looking. I mean, I get offers. I get inquiries. The people reach out to me, and it's all. If there's a vine, the trunk of that, or the root of that vine is Sideways.
So take both of them, will you? Thomas Hayden Church, who right now on Sunday evenings, 10:30 Eastern Time on HBO, is in a series, a drama called Divorce with Sarah Jessica Parker. It really kind of cool to get to know you. I'm hoping that we can have a chat again. Thomas Hayden Church, thanks for being here.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't.
No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who.
Ho, ho, ho!
The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Welcome to Staples and happy holidays.
More like panicky holidays, Staples guy. I've got a ton of holiday packages to ship.
Well, Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week.
7 days?
And right now you can get 10% off UPS shipping services.
10% off? Staples guy, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
You shouldn't have.
And yet I did.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Ship 7 days a week with 10% off UPS shipping services at Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 12/24/16. See Staples associate for details.
All right, let's see what's going on in the world of television. The Tanner House is back in the Full House fold. TV producer Jeff Franklin, creator of Full House, has purchased this property where the Tanner family supposedly lived. How many people watched Full House?
I did.
You like it? All right. So maybe you have more credibility here than I do. Jen, it paid $4.5 million for this thing.
Well, people would actually go to San Francisco and make this a tourist destination. They would go by and see the house. And so I was watching. I actually follow, this is so embarrassing, Bob Saget on Snapchat. And nice, he was actually doing some videos. They put like their hands and their feet and sign their name in the cement in front of the house. So it seems like he's going to have some fun with this and actually make it into the tourist destination that it has been, instead of making it some poor guy's house who just has a lot of people driving by it. So that's, I mean, I think it's pretty cool.
But this was the exterior that they used. They didn't shoot the thing in the house. Why did they choose this house, the Lower Pacific Heights area?
I think just because they were supposed to live in San Francisco, so they needed a house.
It's a beautiful house, and that little neighborhood park that it's across from. I mean, it's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. Yino and Derek Huff are joining Jennifer Lopez's World of Dance. They were Dancing with the Stars. Was Jennifer Lopez ever on Dancing with the Stars?
No. She was on So You Think You Can Dance, I think, once.
So who's Ye, you know, or No Ye, or...
Neo? Kubo? Is that who you're trying to say?
Yeah, him too.
Neo.
Neo. Neo.
Oh, boy.
Neo.
Neo.
What do you mean, oh boy? I'm supposed to know everybody?
I was like, because you said Neo and Derek Huff. I thought they were like the latest married couple. I'm like, yeah, I don't know Derek Huff got married. Oh, yeah. Good for him.
He's a singer.
Derek Huff.
Karam. No, Neo.
No, Neo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Karam.
I'm
sure you can pull
trying
up some
to find
Neo.
Something now.
Really?
And Derek Huff was one of the pro dancers on Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. And his sister, Julianne Huff, has also become a breakout actress and singer and everything, too. She's also a pro dancer.
There we go. Okay. Anybody know what happened to the usual Sunday Night Bill of Fare on CBS last night? The Madam Secretary episode wasn't on. Instead, they had 3 hours of action. That's what they plugged it as. I watched a little of NCIS. Does anybody know what the story is? Or nobody here is a fan of that show except me, I guess.
Right. I watch Elementary, but I don't watch it in real time. I always DVR it, so I don't know if it DVR'd or not.
All right, so what did you watch last night?
A Hallmark Christmas movie.
Really? Good for you.
Yeah, sort of my thing for whatever reason.
Jen, what did you watch last night?
I watched not old, but I was catching up on Celebrity Marriage Boot Camp. I watched 2 episodes of that.
Really? That's very
exciting. Yeah, it's really good. Really good.
Okay.
Doug is thrilled with our answers.
It's really exciting stuff.
You want to know what's on TV tonight?
What?
All right, tonight, real quick.
Yeah.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Geller, who is a Mr. Fire, known for his motivational speeches, his way with people because of his powers, the power, it's not godlike, although you believe, Uri, that everything that you have comes from God, do you not?
Well, I think that we, the people who are religious, meaning believing in God, I think that we all accept that our talents, our gifts, our skills, and our lives are given by God. So, yes, I don't want to point out specifically that I believe that God gave me some supernatural gifts. I never said that, and I don't see my talents and skills as a gift. I see them as an interesting and unusual, maybe a little quirky, strange, bizarre talent that I managed to exercise and culture up to a situation where I made the spoon bending almost an iconic piece of art. And that took the world by surprise and by fire because no one has ever seen a spoon bending before.
No. So there are some people who would call it magic. You resist that, even though there's an article, interesting article, in a magazine that focuses on magic about you this month. So I wonder why, if it's not magic, you are in a magazine that focuses on magic.
Yes, the magazine is a Canadian publication that goes worldwide over the internet. It's called Vanish, Vanish Magazine. So if you click on that, you will be able to read my interview. Well, you know, in the last, I would say, 25 years, Doug, I decided to create a television show that would include mentalists. And mentalists are people who do mental performances, demonstrations of the mind. And most mentalists, I believe, use magical tricks to create the illusion. Maybe some mentalists are real. Therefore, I opened up and I allowed myself to be interviewed and to be kind of welcomed by the magical societies around the world. But I'm always very careful that if I'm asked that one question that everyone wants to know, Uri Geller, are you real or not? Is what you do, is it a trick or is it real powers of the mind? And my answer to that is you decide that after you see my performances and shows and demonstrations. Therefore, yes, I know I'm sitting on the fence, but by doing that, I draw fire, I draw controversy, and there's nothing better than being controversial. You know, Oscar Wilde once said that there is only one worse thing in life than being talked about, and that's not being talked about.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Look at how that principle applies to Trump. He's become a master of that sort of thing.
Yeah, you just read my mind. I was just going to, I mean, when I mentioned his name, you spoke over me so you couldn't
Sorry.
Hear me. But I said, look at him, yeah. The most devastatingly offensive, hurtful words were thrown at him. I mean, he was called a fraud. He was called a con man. He was called a crook, and he's now the president of the United States. Can I be more clear than that? Controversy is publicity, and publicity reaches more people,
yeah.
And you become more interesting. And you can't expect everyone to like you, can you, Doug?
No, unfortunately, that's the reality. Check out Uri's website, URIGELLER.com, UriGeller.com. Fascinating focus here.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables, chairs, laptops, and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your business is construction and you get a big job that has to be done in record time, you need to get the ball rolling, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy enough sheetrock and lumber, steel, and other materials quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.